Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
From Harness Racing New South Wales, Amanda Rando, good morning.
Good morning, Cozzy. I thought for this morning's On the Pace, we'd catch up with trainer Tim Butt. He trained a treble at Menangle on Tuesday. His team's on fire, and he has a strong team in at Menangle tomorrow night. So, Tim, thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Amanda. It's great to be. Let's talk to you.
Yeah. So as I said, you trained a treble at Menangle on Tuesday, and this Saturday night you've got a few runners in at Menangle, and a couple that are sort of fresh from spells. So we'll just go through them. In race three, you've got Real Parker Ruler, who's first up from a spell, and he trialled well at Menangle last week.
Yeah, very classy horse, really, and performed pretty well in his first campaign in Sydney, and the freshen up's done him good. So he trialled well, and I expect him to sort of be in the hunt.
He's untapped, isn't he? He's only had 26 starts, and his last start was in the Hunter Cup.
That's right. He's had a pretty good record in New Zealand, and just got onto his mark over there, and he's come over here on a pretty good level. So he's a lovely horse to do anything with, and this is his time to sort of show what he's worth.
Have you got plans, anything earmarked for him this prep?
Not so much. I think we'll just work through the grades here and see where he comes in at. It's not a bad time to come back into work, into racing, because you can, race through the winter and then look at the Victoria Cups and things like that if he measures up.
Would you, with Kiwi horses, and you being a Kiwi yourself, do you find that it takes Kiwi horses a bit of time to adjust to the climate over here, and, bringing them back in winter does help?
Oh, definitely. I think the second campaign's normally their best, We've been here about 18 months now. We've sort of got the hang of things, and we like to bring them over, give them two or three races, and then freshen them up, and they seem to come back a lot stronger.
Well, another ex-Kiwi that you've got racing in race four tomorrow night is Let's Go to the Hop. He sort of keeps improving with each run he's had back this time in. Was a bit unlucky at Goulburn last start.
Yeah, he's a consistent little fella. He's no superstar, and he's actually got it's quite a good field for him, class-wise, and he's got a handy draw. So, while it's always hard to say he's going to win it, he'll be in amongst the place getters, and, with the right run and the right tempo in the race, he can win.
Yeah, okay. And how about Let It Ride? He's in the Group 3 JD Watts Memorial. He's currently the second fave with Tab Fixed Odds at 350. He raced in the Bulleye Cup the other week at Menangle, finished 10th. That was his first start back from a spell. How has he recouped after that effort?
His work's been terrific. He's a pretty good track worker all the time, and he just likes things his own way a little bit in the race. So, when they go hard and he's sitting off the pace, he's very, very, very lethal, So, but he's mooching back into form, hopefully, and looking forward to a Queensland campaign with him, and, hopefully he can sort of start progressing forward on the Saturday night.
Are there any others that you're thinking of aiming at Queensland with Let It Ride?
Definitely, we're taking our cheesy fingers up for the Oaks, and another Kiwi filly's come over called All About Dreams, which I think is pretty handy, and she'll head toward the Oaks as well. And, Preston Pans will probably head up there for some lead-up races, and, we've got a nice team, actually.
Yeah, cheesy fingers, she won a trial at Menangle on Tuesday, so will you give her a start in Sydney before heading north?
She may. I'm just going to see how she works tomorrow, and she may race or just head up and... Now, I'd like to give her one run before the Redcliffe Oaks, which is on the 22nd. That means we'll race on the weekend of the 14th, 15th. So it's getting sort of pretty close now to be able to give her a run in Sydney. But, I think she could have a good campaign up there.
Also on Saturday night, you've got another newcomer for the stable, Conan Bridge, a nice trotter coming up from Victoria, formerly raced with Brett Lilly down there, and is first up from a spell as well.
Yeah, he's sort of getting on his mark in Victoria, and thought the mile racing would suit him better. And he had a little bit of a virus down there with Brent, and he's taken a wee bit to get right, but he's coming back to it, and hopefully he's got a good show this week.
And you've had a bit of success with the trotters lately up here in Sydney. Sassy Pants went out a group winner last start, and she's out for a spell.
Oh, she had a terrific season, and I think she could be a pretty special trotter next year, all going well. She footed, come from a TO right through the grades to match it with Dance Craze and those sort of top-class mares. So, being a four-year-old, she should be hard to beat.
Yeah. Would you ever consider anything like the Inter Dominion series with her yet after, you know, the way she's come through this preparation?
Yeah, well, you know, probably in the back of my mind is the Sydney Inter Dominions. You know, I think it's probably just a bit soon to go to Auckland the other way around and things like that. But, you know, she gets 12 months of, you know, open class racing under her belt and, you know, lay and wait for the Kiwis to come and try and beat us over here. I think she'd, you know, so that's my long-term goal with her.
Yeah, yeah, no, she definitely proved herself this prep. Talking about sort of your Grand Circuit horses, My Field Marshal, where's he at the moment?
Yeah, he's just having a spell. He's going to have another couple of months out. He had that fibrillation on Miracle Mile Day, and so, you know, we want to give him a spell and let him get over that, and we feel it's probably his last campaign, so we want to make sure everything... Yeah. We don't want to rush him back, and he's been a terrific horse to us and, you know, really helped me along when we moved to Sydney, and, you know, to win the Miracle Mile, that was just like a special thrill, so we'll make sure we look after him.
Yeah, all right, and yeah, well, you've had a good run last season. You trained 54 winners here in Sydney, and you're already up to 52 this season, so you're certainly finding your way.
Yeah, we just got a boutique team, and we enjoy the lifestyle, and always looking for that special horse. But we've got some good owners that back our judgment, and that helps a lot. And good staff, and other than that, you just got to, you know, hope the horses are good enough. So we're enjoying it. We think it's the place to be in the future, and you know, we're looking forward to what lies ahead.
Yeah, well, we love having you here. Thanks for that this morning, Tim. Best of luck for tomorrow night, and we'll keep an eye on your Queensland campaigners.
That's great. Thanks a lot.
So there you have it, Cozzy. Tim Butt, he's one of the biggest trainers we've got in the Southern Hemisphere, and he's certainly making his way since moving here to Sydney and relocating his team at the Menangle Park Training Centre.
Now, Amanda, New Zealand, the Harness Jewels across the weekend, five or six Aussies over there. That's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, it sure is. I actually got the chance to catch up with Lauren Tritton yesterday. I was out at Menangle, and Lauren and her husband Shane have Falcon Stride and Pete's Big Gym over there. So there was obviously concerns with travel and getting the Aussie horses to where they needed to be due to the fog, but they got there. Lauren said, you know, Shane's very happy with the horses. They managed to get some fast work in. She just, has drawn a bit awkwardly in both her races. And we've also got Major Occasion, and Anton Galino has a couple of horses. So, and Aaron Goadsby and Mark Jones have Lulu Le Mans as well. So best of luck to the Aussies over there. We'll be cheering them on tomorrow.
Terrific. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
You sure will. Thanks, Cozzy.